Tennessee Air National Guard Captain Joey Jackson is an occupational therapist. Overseas, he was part of a medic team that treated thousands of American soldiers wounded or injured in Iraq. He returned home to a Nashville suburb in August. Nashville Public Radio's Jacqueline Fellows reports.
Dressed in khakis and a short-sleeved plaid shirt, Captain Joey Jackson is tan, trim, and looks like a young executive who's used to working 9 to 5. But this 35-year-old father of two just spent the past 5.5 months working up to 14 hours a day treating wounded soldiers.
Everybody that was wounded and air-evac'd out of Baghdad, we saw.
Jackson was part of an 18-person medical team. He managed the day-to-day operations for 4 nurses, 7 EMTs, and 7 support personnel.
Our job was to collect the casualties or wounded or just people that could no longer work up to their job so that they couldn't receive the care they needed in the field. It was our job to get them on a plane and to fly them out to either a bigger hospital or even back stateside.
The group arrived at Baghdad's international airport 3 weeks after it fell to U.S. forces. Despite a sea of unexploded rockets, broken glass, and shell casings on the runway, their base was a virtual oasis equipped with air conditioning, television, internet access, and running water. As a medic in Desert Storm, Jackson says he noticed that operations for this war were more efficient.
When we had seriously wounded patients come in, we could pick a plane off the flight line and say, this plane is now going to Germany. We had that power to take hours to get a patient off the ground on their way to another big major hospital when before it would take a day or two.
Jackson says the smoother routine made it easier to cope with being away from his wife Heidi and daughters Rachel, 9, and Ashley, 4. But his thoughts often turned to his family, especially when he treated Iraqi children.
A lot of the injuries in the children that we'd seen had been children that had just been playing with stuff they could find. And, you know, two of the things that stick out to my mind were two little kids that had been playing with powdered sand, which turned out to be gunpowder. They didn't know. And they were seriously burned 90% of their body.
Jackson gave the children IVs and bandages while they waited for their plane to take them to another hospital. He wished he could have done more.
You know, you feel so helpless and you want to help. That's one of the big pushes why we had, let's give them toys, let's give them something to have, because everybody would get a football in the mail or a frisbee, and, you know, we'd give them out to all the kids that we could find.
Jackson says he handed out 500 to 600 toys that people from the state sent in, and helping others is what he talks about the most, including boosting the morale for war-weary and wounded soldiers.
They hadn't talked to their family in a while. They could do it through us. We would make sure that they could see a chaplain immediately if they wanted to see him, that they could email home. On some occasions, we even got them to call home.
The soft-spoken captain has been back home for a month now, still trying to gain back all the weight he lost. He's still got 17 more pounds to go.
When I got back, we went and had Vietnamese, Italian, Mexican, everything. We ate out every night, I think, for 2 weeks straight.
Settling back into a routine of family, work, and church isn't always easy because he knows soldiers are still steadily streaming into his old base. He relies on friends serving in Iraq to tell him about the fighting because the news is too hard to watch. It's possible that Captain Joey Jackson could get recalled, and if he were, he says he's ready to go. For National Public Radio, I'm Jacqueline Fellows.